Welcome to episode 962 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Paul, it's good to see you, even in these circumstances.
Epaphras, my dear friend, it's a blessing to have you here. I've heard of your travels and the work you're doing in Colossae. Please sit down. Tell me how the church is faring.
Thank you, Paul. The Colossian church is growing, but with growth come challenges. I've come to seek your wisdom on some pressing issues that are troubling the believers there.
What troubles have arisen?
There are teachings circulating that challenge the very foundation of our faith. Some are saying that the fullness of God is found in other spiritual practices, blending Greek philosophy with Jewish legalism. Others claim secret knowledge beyond what we have received through Christ.
These teachings can lead believers away from the truth of Christ. How is this affecting the community?
It's causing confusion and division among some. They're questioning the supremacy of Christ and his sufficiency. The idea that one must adhere to these additional practices to gain spiritual completeness is unsettling to many.
The Colossians must understand Christ is the very image of God and holds all authority. In him, they have everything they need for life and godliness. How have you been addressing these issues?
I've been encouraging them to remain rooted in the teachings of Jesus and reminding them of your work and message. But the influence of these false teachers is strong. I believe a letter from you would strengthen their faith and clarify these matters.
Yes, I agree. The truth must be proclaimed with clarity and conviction. We must remind them that in Christ, the fullness of God dwells, and he alone is the head of the church. Your report is troubling, but it presents an opportunity to reaffirm the foundation of our faith.
Exactly, Paul. A letter from you, with your authority as an apostle, would greatly reinforce the teachings and reassure the believers of the path they are on. It would be an invaluable tool in combating these heresies.
Very well. I will write to them. I will address these false teachings directly and encourage them in their faith.
The book of Colossians emphasizes several profound revelations about Jesus Christ that highlight his divine nature, his supremacy, and his role in the life of believers.
Today's top 10 list.
10 key revelations of Jesus emphasized in the book of Colossians.
Number 1.
Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Colossians 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. This revelation underscores the fact that Jesus perfectly represents God the Father in human form. In a time when various teachings were attempting to diminish Jesus' divinity, Paul emphasizes that Jesus is not just a reflection, but the exact representation of God's nature and character. As the firstborn over all creation, Jesus is preeminent, holding authority over all things, both seen and unseen. This declaration challenges believers to view Jesus as central to their understanding of God and his purposes.
Number 2.
Jesus as the creator and sustainer of all things. Colossians 1 verses 16 to 17. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Jesus is portrayed as the divine agent through whom God created everything. This includes the physical universe, spiritual realms, thrones, dominions, rulers, and authorities. Paul highlights Jesus as the source and purpose of creation, emphasizing that all creation is intended to serve his purposes and bring him glory. Furthermore, Jesus is the sustainer of all things, meaning he continuously upholds and maintains the universe, ensuring its existence and order.
Number 3.
Jesus as the head of the church. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. Paul presents Jesus as the authoritative leader of the church, which is described as his body. This metaphor illustrates the intimate and essential connection between Christ and his followers. As the head, Jesus directs, nourishes, and empowers the church, guiding it toward spiritual growth and unity. This revelation emphasizes the importance of submitting to Christ's leadership and recognizing his role as the source of life and guidance for the church.
Number 4.
Jesus as the reconciler. Colossians 1 verses 19 to 20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Through his sacrificial death on the cross, Jesus made reconciliation between God and humanity possible. This reconciliation extends beyond personal salvation to encompass the restoration of the entire cosmos, bringing peace to all creation. Paul emphasizes that Jesus' death and resurrection are central to God's plan to mend broken relationships and restore harmony to the world.
Number 5.
Jesus as the fullness of God, Colossians 2:9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Paul affirms that Jesus is fully divine, possessing the complete essence of God within his human form. This counters any belief that Jesus is merely a lesser deity or a created being. By affirming Christ's divine fullness, Paul reinforces that Jesus is fully capable of saving and transforming lives. This truth assures believers of their complete sufficiency in Christ, who embodies all the attributes and power of God himself.
Number 6.
Jesus as the victorious conqueror, Colossians 2:15. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated the powers of darkness and evil that oppose God and his people. Paul portrays Jesus as a triumphant conqueror who has disarmed spiritual adversaries and stripped them of their power to enslave or condemn believers. This revelation highlights the victory and freedom believers have in Christ, freeing us from fear and bondage to spiritual forces.
Number 7.
Jesus as the source of wisdom and knowledge, Colossians 2:2-3, that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely, Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Paul emphasizes that true wisdom and knowledge are found in Christ, contrasting the false teachings and deceptive philosophies that threatened the Colossian church. Jesus embodies divine wisdom, and through him, believers gain insight into God's plans and purposes.
Number 8.
Jesus as the standard for living, Colossians 3 verses 1 to 4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Paul calls believers to live in alignment with their identity in Christ, who is seated at God's right hand in authority and power. Jesus sets the standard for how we should conduct our lives, focusing on eternal values and living our faith in practical ways.
Number 9.
Jesus as the unifier of believers. Colossians 3:11. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Paul highlights that in Christ, cultural, social and ethnic distinctions are transcended, and believers are united in him. Jesus is the common ground for all who follow him, creating a new community that reflects his inclusive love and acceptance.
Number 10.
Jesus as the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul reveals that the presence of Christ within believers is the assurance of future glory and the fulfillment of God's promises. This hope is not wishful thinking, but a confident expectation rooted in the reality of Christ's indwelling presence.
Father, thank you for these revelations. May they strengthen our faith. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.